Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, Thankful Tuesday. I sure am thankful for you joining me as we read God's Word together. We're in Acts chapter 17 today. These are scenes from Paul's missionary journey, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version. The first section says, Trouble in Thessalonica. After Paul and his friends had traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they went to Thessalonica. A synagogue was in that city, so as usual, Paul went there to worship, and on three Sabbaths he spoke to the people. He used the scriptures to show them that the Messiah had to suffer, but that he would rise from death. Paul also told them that Jesus is the Messiah he was preaching about. Some of them believed what Paul had said, and they became followers with Paul and Silas. Some Gentiles and many important women also believed the message. The Jewish leaders were jealous and got some troublemakers who hung around the marketplace to start a riot in the city. They wanted to drag Paul and Silas out to the mob, and so they went straight to Jason's home. But when they did not find them there, they dragged out Jason and some of the Lord's followers. They took them to the city authorities and shouted, Paul and Silas have been upsetting things everywhere. Now they have come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his home. All of them break the laws of the Roman emperor by claiming that someone named Jesus is king. The officials and the people were upset when they heard this, so they made Jason and the other followers pay bail before letting them go. The next section is about people in Berea welcoming the message. That same night, the Lord's followers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. And after they arrived, they went on to the synagogue. The people in Berea were much nicer than those in Thessalonica, and they gladly accepted the message. Day after day, they studied the scriptures to see if these things were true. Many of them put their faith in the Lord, including some important Greek women and several men. When the Jewish leaders in Thessalonica heard that Paul had been preaching God's message in Berea, they went there and caused trouble by turning the crowds against Paul. At once, the followers sent Paul down to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed in Berea. Some men went with Paul as far as Athens and then returned with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Paul in Athens. While Paul was waiting in Athens, he was upset to see all the idols in the city. He went to the synagogue to speak with the Jews and anyone who worshiped with them. Day after day, he also spoke to everyone he met in the market. Some of them were Epicureans and some of them Stoics, and they started arguing with him. People were asking, what is this know-it-all trying to say? Some even said, Paul must be preaching about foreign gods. That's what he means when he talks about Jesus and about people rising from death. They brought Paul before a council called the Areopagus and said, tell us what your new teaching is all about. We have heard you say some strange things, and we want to know what you mean. More than anything else, the people of Athens and the foreigners living there loved to hear and to talk about anything new. So Paul stood up in front of the council and said, people of Athens, I see that you are very religious. As I was going through your city and looking at the things you worship, I found an altar with the words, to an unknown God. You worship this God, but you don't really know him. So I want to tell you about him. This God made the world and everything in it. He is Lord of heaven and earth, and he doesn't live in temples, built by human hands. He doesn't need help from anyone. He gives life, breath, and everything else to all people. From one person, God made all nations who live on earth, and He decided when and where every nation would be. God has done all this so that we will look for Him and reach out and find Him. He isn't far from any of us, and He gives us the power to live, to move, and to be who we are. We are His children, just as some of your poets have said. Since we are God's children, we must not think that He is like an idol made out of gold or silver or stone. He isn't like anything that humans have thought up and made. In the past, God forgave all this because people did not know what they were doing. But now He says that everyone everywhere must turn to Him. He has set a day when He will judge the world's people with fairness. And He has chosen the man Jesus to do the judging for Him. God has given proof of this to all of us by raising Jesus from death. As soon as the people heard Paul say a man had been raised from death, some of them started laughing. Others said, "We will hear you talk about this some other time." When Paul left the council meeting, some of the men put their faith in the Lord and went with Paul. One of them was a council member named Dionysus. A woman named Damaris and several others also put their faith in the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. If we were looking for something to be thankful for about the Lord in this passage, we see lots of His character here. Look at verses 24 and 25 again. This God made the world and everything in it. Our Lord is the Lord of heaven and earth, and He doesn't live in temples built by human hands. He doesn't need help from anyone. He gives life, breath, and everything else to all people. From one person, God made all nations. And then I love this part, that He has decided when and where every nation would be. I love how the ESV says it, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. Sometimes when I'm thinking about God's will and where do you want me and how do you use me and Lord, what is it that you want me to do next? I am encouraged by this passage that the Lord has determined the allotted period of my life and the boundary of my dwelling place. Will you pray with me? Father, we do thank You that You are creator of heaven and earth. And from one man, You have created all nations, and that You know us intimately, and You have determined where we will live and our timeline. While we are on earth, Lord, I pray that You will help us to live in a way that helps other people flourish, and that we might be like Paul, telling everyone we meet in some way, some fashion, about Your goodness. Lord, help us to be the light of Christ today. We thank You, Lord, for a person in our lives. Maybe if we go way back in our memory to someone from when we were little that has helped us get a glimpse of You. I thank You, Lord, for a place. Bring to mind places on earth that are a blessing to us. And we thank You, Lord, for a thing on my mind this week has been fresh water and fresh sanitation. And in that regard, Lord, we pray for those who are in Gaza and Israel whose sanitation systems are not good right now. And we pray, Lord, that polio would not be able to flourish. And we pray, Lord, that those who are worried about the vaccination would not be worried, but would allow their children to be vaccinated. And we pray for Your healing. We cannot understand sometimes this world, Lord. Thank You for eradicating polio in our land. please continue to eradicate it around the world. Finally, Lord, we circle back around to your character. You don't live in temples made by man. You are everywhere, and you are transcendent, and you are also like right here with us. So we want to say thank you for your spirit that lives with us. Bless my brothers and sisters today, wherever they are. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.